The state of Arizona has hundreds of boards. They cover everything from barbers and funeral directors to public education and state transportation. Members can get paid for their time and expenses related to board meetings and work. But a new report from the Arizona Auditor General says boards need to improve their payment policies and procedures.
2 years ago, the Capital Times reported on two Industrial Commission board members who each claimed per diem payments for more than 250 days in a single year. Those board members ended up resigning along with the executive director. And not long after, Republican State Senator Kimberly Yee introduced a bill that required state boards undergo annual audits.
And that brings us to the first report from the Arizona Auditor General that covered fiscal year 2016. I talk with Financial Audit Director Jay Zori about the $1 million paid in per diem compensation and expense reimbursement.
The per diem is for the time that they actually spend attending board meetings or in the service of the board. They're doing activities for the board. Where the expense reimbursements are for their out-of-pocket costs that they would incur for attending board meetings or performing board work. Like I said, like if they had to travel to a board meeting and they incurred mileage and lodging and such, they would get reimbursed for those expenses.
So there are basically two kinds of boards, the regulatory, which like the state medical board, which oversees licenses and discipline. And then there's an advisory board. An example that you mentioned was the Veterans Service Advisory Commission, which provides policy advice. But what I found surprising was that you were unable to find a comprehensive list of all state boards. So how do you audit when you can't even find a list of what boards to review?
Well, the statute that authorizes audit required that we look at per diem compensation and expense reimbursements to members of all boards. And that's one of the challenges we encountered early on. There wasn't a master list out there. I mean, the Department of Administration had a partial list, and individual agencies know the boards that are under their control, like Department of Economic Security has boards embedded within it. So the information's out there, but it just wasn't compiled in one place to allow us to, for our audit purposes. So what we did is we used various sources, and we compiled a listing of all the state boards that were out there, and we identified 524. And that work resulted in the appendix in the report that lists all the boards that are in the state of Arizona. And not only that, we also listed the per diem payments that they made and the expense reimbursements they made for fiscal year 2016.
And what did you find in terms of per diem compensation and expense reimbursements for fiscal year 2016?
Well, what we did is we got extracts from the state's accounting system and from the payroll system. And from that, we were able to analyze how the boards were spending their money. And we did various types of analysis, and we selected a sample of 59 boards to look at their expense reimbursements and their per diem payments. And what we found were mainly administrative things where, let's say, the per diem payment should have been $30, but they incorrectly put it in the system as $50. And so a board member got overpaid, for five meetings, $20 per meeting, overpaid $100. They also didn't always follow the state's travel policy as far as the maximums that are allowed for lodging and for meals. We also found that the boards didn't always maintain documentation that's required in state policy to support, expense reimbursements, too, for, like, travel costs and such. The other thing that we noted, too, was the state has a policy for reimbursement of mileage, but it doesn't specify whether or not it applies to boards. So we saw inconsistency there in terms of some boards were following the policy, other boards were not following the policy.
You mentioned some overpayments. So what happens when it comes to overpayments? Do people have to pay the state back, or is it, kind of up to the boards to decide, or what?
No, what we recommended there that they work with their legal counsel to pursue reimbursement for those overpayments. And some of the boards had actually already started collecting the overpayments after we notified them of it.
So you look not only at the amounts that were paid, but also the way in which board members are paid. What did you find?
Well, what we found was board members were paid through two different systems of the state. One was through the state's payroll system, and that system is designed to ensure tax compliance for income tax purposes. And some board members were paid through the state's just general accounts payable system. And that system's not designed for tax compliance. It's more like for paying utility bills, ongoing operating costs, and such. And that was a problem because the IRS defines board members as being government employees that are subject to income tax withholding. And so the per diem payments that board members receive, there has to be income taxes withheld for those payments. And so for the board members where they were paid through the state's accounts payable system, there was no income tax withheld for those payments, and it wasn't reported to the IRS. And there we recommended that, again, the Department of Administration clarify in state policy that board members must be paid through the state's payroll system.
If what you found were mostly clerical errors and sort of procedural things and nothing glaringly inappropriate, some people might say, oh, what's the big deal? So what would you say to that?
Well, you know, over time, you know, our role in terms of ensuring accountability within state government, we want to make sure that things are being done correctly, you know, that board members are being paid only what they're entitled to be paid for, whether it be expense reimbursements or per diem. And so we do work on an annual basis. We do an annual audit of the entire state where we're looking at these types of issues to make sure that, you know, entities are using state monies appropriately and as, you know, effectively as possible. And we're also evaluating compliance with laws, you know, rules, regulations, and policies and procedures. So just to ensure accountability, we do that on a regular basis. Just because an organization is doing something right now, that doesn't mean a year from now or 2 years from now that that may not be the case.
That was Jay Zori with the Arizona Auditor General's Office, and you're listening to The Show.